It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, fire danger is always on the mind locally, and prevention efforts are part of the daily life, or at least they should be, in the Motherlode. And today we're joined on the program by a pair of officials to talk about the issue of FireWise, what it means, why it's important, and some grant funding coming to the county related to it. Dory Beats, Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services Coordinator, and Adam Fries, CAL FIRE Tuolumne Calaveras Unit Forester, are our guests on the program today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So, Dory, I'll start first with you as Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services Coordinator. Can you set the tone a little bit for us and relay any stats that you may have about fire risk when it comes to Tuolumne County?
Well, I think just nationally, every year there are 45 million homes that are next to or intermingled with wildlands, and that puts about 72,000 U.S. communities at risk. And one of the myths is that there is little that you can do to prepare for a wildfire, but you can protect your home, your neighborhood, and your family's safety through the FireWise program.
So FireWise, what exactly is it?
It is a program that provides a collaborative framework to help neighbors in a geographic area get organized, find direction, take action to increase the ignition resistance of their homes and community to reduce wildfire risks at the local level. The FireWise USA program encourages local solutions for safety by involving homeowners in taking individual responsibility for preparing their homes for the risk of wildfire. It provides resources to help homeowners learn how to adapt to living with wildfire while encouraging and empowering neighbors to work together to take action now to reduce their wildfire risk and prevent losses. FireWise program, it's a voluntary program for communities interested in fire safety and disaster preparedness. Committing to a FireWise community can reduce the risk of fire danger, learn about wildfires, adopt action plans. And it is sponsored by the National Fire Protection Association, the NFPA, and it's co-sponsored by the USDA Forest Service and the National Association of State Foresters. And it is something that we support here within the Office of Emergency Services in Tuolumne County.
Do you know offhand, is it a relatively new thing, this FireWise program?
No, it is not new, but it is something that is emerging throughout our rural communities in California and definitely here in Tuolumne County.
And Adam Fries, as the CAL FIRE Unit Forester, can you elaborate a little bit more about what it means to be FireWise?
I think a big thing about being FireWise is being prepared and taking action and working together as a community. I think those are really key elements of it. And one thing that's really great about the FireWise program is that there's a huge emphasis on individual responsibility, on community responsibility, and then the really neighbors working with neighbors and finding solutions to make their communities safer. So to me, those are really key parts of the FireWise program.
So, Dory, the concept sounds great. How do local communities kind of put this together and make it happen?
Well, there are several steps for becoming a FireWise community. Really, before beginning the process, many have found it valuable to hold a neighborhood meeting to learn about what the FireWise community is, to promote interest and support, and also to determine what the boundaries might be of that FireWise community. And then usually out of that comes maybe forming a board or a committee that is comprised of residents or other, stakeholders. Then it is required to obtain a written wildfire risk assessment from your state forestry agency or fire department. The assessment should be a community-wide view that identifies areas of successful wildfire risk reduction and in areas where improvements could be made. Emphasis is then placed on, general conditions of the homes and related home ignition zones. And then that, as a result of that risk assessment, the committee and board then develop an action plan. And it's really a prioritized list of risk reduction projects or investments for the participating site, along with suggested homeowner actions and education activities that the participants will strive to complete annually over a period of a couple of years. So those action plans is then a commitment by that newly formed FireWise committee to be updated at least every 3 years. Then all of that goes into submitting an application to FireWise USA. State liaisons will then approve the applications, and the final processing is completed by the NFPA. What happens then next after a community becomes, you know, designated as a FireWise community, then you can implement the plan. And that's hosting outreach events, working with your neighbors, addressing the items that you identified in your action plan, and then continually annually renewing that. And so it's an opportunity for that community and that neighborhood to develop a plan, develop an action plan, and then act upon it to make sure that our communities are wildfire prepared and safe.
When you talk about identifying items in the action plans, what are types of items that would go into these plans? Go over to Adam Fries.
I think a huge part of that is there's really three things that influence fire behavior is the weather, the fuels, and the topography. And the fuels is really the one piece of that equation where we can take action and put things in our favor. So a big part of some of the mitigation work that's identified is reducing fuels around homes and around access, ingress and egress to really influence the fire behavior and minimize the fire behavior and put things, you know, in our advantage. So a key component in those action plans is vegetation management.
When it comes to vegetation management and reducing fuels, there's some common things that you see out there that could be beneficial in that realm?
There is that, you know, one of the great things that FireWise focuses on is the home ignition zone. That's really similar to our Public Resources Code 4291 that talks about defensible space. With the home ignition zone, there's an immediate 0 to 5 feet around the house, and then there's an intermediate zone that's 5 to 30, and an extended zone 30 to 100 feet. Radiating out from the house, that 0 to 5 feet is basically eliminating fuels, and then as you go out from the house, the 5 to 30 feet is they call it the lean and green or intermediate zone, where fire behavior is going to really be minimal due to the lack of fuels. And then that extended zone, you're really breaking up the canopy of the trees and getting the fire to drop from the canopy down to the ground. So that part of the FireWise, identifying those ignition zones is really mirrors what the Public Resource Code requires. One of the differences is the Public Resource Code is 100 feet or to the property line, and responsibility really stops at the property line. But with FireWise USA, they really emphasize that linkage between neighbors. And so if my yard is a train wreck and you're my neighbor, my yard is influencing your home ignition zone. So it really encourages neighbors to work with each other and mitigate those things as a community, which I think is a real positive thing.
Need to take a break. We're talking about FireWise on this weekend show. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our guests this weekend, Adam Fries, Cal Fire, Tuolumne Calaveras Unit Forester, and Dory Beats, Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services Coordinator. Our second segment of Motherload Views, focused on fire safety, is coming up in just a minute.